Jeremy and Jason, when an incumbent loses, it becomes the headline of the story. In Asheville, when a minority is elected to city council, it's also news. And when a quiet, shy local guy whose brother happens to be one of the top rock and roll lead guitar players in the world is elected in his first bid for elective office, you end up with a compelling off-year election. I think the two celebration locations tell us a lot about the outcome.
Yeah, it was interesting, David. At the Mill Room, where Julie Mayfield, Mark Hunt, and Lindsay Simmerly were gathered, the mood was distinctly somber. It was mixed because it was obvious that Mark Hunt was going to lose, but that Julie was going to win. Across the way at the Gray Eagle, where Brian Haynes and Keith Young were celebrating, they were really celebrating. It was, folks were really excited and pumped up about their victory.
So on the one hand, you've got an environmental attorney, the incumbent vice mayor, and a self-described tattooed, pierced, lesbian affordable housing advocate at the Mill Room. And then in the River Arts District, at this small but vibrant music room, bar, and restaurant, you have Keith Young and Brian Haynes. And that contrast, it was compelling to me because in the Mill Room, you had mainstream members of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, we saw everybody from local elected officials like Drew Reisinger, the Register of Deeds, to Terry Van Dyne, a state senator. The mayor was there, Esther Mannheimer, Gordon Smith, a fellow council member.
State Representative Brian Turner.
Right.
The district attorney, Todd Williams, the Register of Deeds, Drew Reisinger. So you had the Progressive Democratic Party there.
Yeah, kind of the mainstream. And then at the Gray Eagle, what I saw was just kind of grassroots organizers, Asheville activists of many different varieties. I saw independent media activists. I saw activists advocating for the legalization of marijuana there. It was just a very distinctly different crowd.
Jeremy, when you walked into the Mill Room, we were there together, The mood was obvious.
I mean, it was obviously a situation where you had three candidates running for city council. Two of them looked pretty clearly like they were going to lose, and so the mood was pretty somber. I wonder about, you know, what the endorsements played a role in. We talked about the two separations of the spots. Sierra Club was the endorser for Julie Mayfield, of course, as an environmental advocate for most of her life. The Sierra Club is a pretty established group, and so mainstream Democratic candidates and figures would probably, you know, clearly align themselves with that group. And so I don't think it's too surprising to see people like Brian Turner and Terry Van Dyne show up at that event.
Jeremy mentions the Sierra Club and the role it played in this campaign. What about the role that an organization called PARC played?
Well, they were the other big endorser, as Jeremy mentions. And they, this is an established group that's been around for several years, sort of led by one of the leaders is City Councilman Cecil Bothwell, who was at the Gray Eagle with Brian Haynes and Keith Young. And they led a very active sort of social media and email campaign, as well as with signs, pushing their slate of Brian Haynes, Keith Young, and Rich Lee.
There wasn't a Republican among the six running in what is not a nonpartisan race, but the campaign became a race about two different slates of three: incumbent Vice Mayor Mark Hunt, environmental activist Julie Mayfield, and equal rights activist Lindsay Simmerly, and then Brian Haynes, Keith Young, and Rich Lee. Jason, why did Rich Lee fail to do better?
I think there are several reasons, one of which is that I think Lee sort of took himself off that slate fairly early on because he rather vociferously spoke out against what he called the negative campaigning that the own group that had endorsed him, PARC, was doing in terms of how they talked about the other three candidates, Simmerly, Hunt, and Mayfield. Rich Lee distanced himself from that fairly early on, and I think that hurt him a little bit.
You know, we should note that this was a really tight election. And Rich Lee finished fourth. You know, he finished ahead of Mark Hunt. So he actually did fairly well. You know, they weren't separated by many percentage points.
I heard a couple people say that the outcome was a reflection of an anti-incumbent fervor that exists not only locally, but around the country.
I think it could be the case. You know, when we were talking to Brian Haynes and we asked him, who are your heroes? He mentioned Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. You know, these are people who are sort of not really outside of the mainstream of politics, but are sometimes viewed that way. And that's sort of like these candidates are right now. They're seen as newer candidates. You know, you've got this national race going on between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, where you've got one viewed as this very sort of candidate who is expected to win, and then sort of these insurgent candidates coming along. And you could sort of make the case that Keith Young and Brian Haynes especially were somewhat of insurgent candidates.
Jeremy, when you look at the field of six, could it be argued that there really wasn't a great deal of separation between the six candidates?
For the most part, they probably all want about the same thing. The difference is really, I think, it's more of a style over substance kind of thing. The difference, I think, with in the case of Brian and Keith in particular, they seem to articulate more discontent with the current Asheville City Council. And that's where someone like Mark Hunt wound up a loser, because he was already a part of the city council as vice mayor, of course. And so, you know, when you have these people sort of saying, we want change, and that's what Brian told me last night, he said, the voters seem to want change. And it did seem to be the case that they wanted a new direction for this city council.
Jason, when you look ahead, the new city council, is it clear that there's going to be a sharp division between three members from the remaining four?
It's always hard to tell, David, with a new council. But if I wanted to guess a little bit, I think I could see current Councilman Cecil Bothwell being a big winner. He's often a lone no vote, and he could be picking up a couple of allies in Brian Haynes and Keith Young. So you could have those three on one side of an issue with the more established council members, with Mayor Esther Mannheimer, Gordon Smith, and now Julie Mayfield, those three lining up, and then Gwen Whistler as a potential swing vote.
The new council members will be sworn in December. Jason Sanford is the founder of the local news and entertainment website, Ash Vegas. Jeremy Loeb is the host of Morning Edition and a WCQS reporter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.